Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel and parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, taught us that the residents of large towns read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and the residents of villages may read it on the previous Yom HaKanisa, on the previous Monday or the previous Thursday. This Mishnah is going to begin by defining the difference between a large town versus a village. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Ir Gedola. What is considered to be a large town? Again, that's going to read it on the 14th. Says the Mishnah, Kol Sheyeshba Asara Balanim. Any city which has 10 men who are just chilling. What exactly does that mean? So the Bar Tanur explains that it refers to 10 men who are paid by the community to refrain from working, that they can always be present in the shul at the time of davening. As long as there are 10 men of that, 10 men like that, then it's considered to be an Ir Gedola, which is going to, again, read the Megillah on the 14th. Pachos Mikan, however, if there is less than that number of 10 men, then Hareza Kfar, then it is considered to be a village, as the Ritva points out, that no matter how large a town is, if it doesn't have 10 men who are just ready there, ready to daven, then it's treated as a simple village, and its residents may read the Megillah on the Yom HaKanisa before the 14th of Adar. Continuing in the Mishnah, we learned in Mishnah Beis that when the date for reading the Megillah falls on a Shabbos, then it's going to be read before that Shabbos. The halacha is different, however, in the case of some other mitzvos that coincide with Shabbos, says the Mishnah. Be'elu amru makadimin v'lo ma'acharin. When it comes to these days for reading the Megillah, the Chachamim taught us that we do the mitzvah earlier and we do not do it later, meaning instead of reading it on Shabbos, we're going to read it before Shabbos and not after Shabbos. However, aval, but, zman atzei kohanim, when it comes to the time of the Karbon Ha'itzim, as we learned about in Maseches Tainis, of the kohanim and the people, as we learned, there were certain families of kohanim who brought wood, certain families of kohanim and Yisraelim, that brought wood for the on the Mizbeach, on a particular day each year, and they obligated themselves to bring various karbonos on that day. If a day fell on a Shabbos, and they could not bring their karbanos then, because only certain public karbanos may be brought on Shabbos, but not personal karbanos such as these. And they could not bring them before Shabbos, because the time of fulfilling their requirement, the obligation to bring the karbanos, did not begin, and therefore they have to wait until Sunday. Continuing the Mishnah of Tisha B'Av, and when it comes to the fast of Tisha B'Av, that again we're commemorating, as we also learned in Maseches Tainis, the destruction of the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, as well as other things as well. But if it falls on a Shabbos, then again, you can't fast on Shabbos, so it's going to be observed on Sunday. This happens quite often. It's called a Nidcha, where Tisha B'Av is not going to be observed certainly before Shabbos, because the Chachamim tell us not to commemorate tragic events earlier than necessary. But as the Bar Tanur points out, it's going to be pushed off to the following day, to Sunday. Continuing in the Mishnah, Chagiga, the Karban Chagiga, that it's referring to the Shalmei Chagiga, the various the Karban that every man was required to bring on the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, and on Shavuos. If you failed to bring it then you could bring it on any of the following 6 days or 7 days in the case of Sukkot. Therefore, if the first day fell on a Shabbos, when personal Karbanos cannot be brought, then he would bring it on a Sunday. The Hakel and the Hakel, which is the Pesukim described in Sefer Dvarim, that in the year after the Shemitah year, on the night following the first day of Sukkot, all the people have to gather in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to hear the king read Sefer Dvarim. If that night was Shabbos, Friday night, then they would postpone it until the next night. It could not take place on a Shabbos, because the Torah commands us that the event needed to be attended even by babies who are too young to walk. And since you can't carry them through a Rishus HaRabim, a public area on Shabbos, the Hakel was postponed until the following night. Says the Mishnah again, Ma'acharin v'lo makdimin. In all of these situations, we're going to do them later, we're not going to do them earlier, when they fall out on Shabbos. Now, when the Megillah is read before the 14th of Adar, the day of the reading is subject to the following halachos. Even though the Chachamim said that we do the mitzvah of reading the Megillah earlier and we do not do it later, mutarin behesved uvetanios umatanos le'evyonim, on those earlier days when you're reading the Megillah, when the Megillah, we are allowed to have various eulogies, to fast on those days, and to perform the mitzvah of giving mitzvos to the poor, one of the mitzvos of Purim, that you're allowed to, that all of these things should happen, can happen, or should happen in the case of Matanos Levyonim, but can happen in the case of Hesped and Tanios, even though normally you don't fast on Tisha B'Av on Purim, and you don't give a eulogy on Purim. In this case, if you're going to read the Megillah earlier, then you may do those things on that particular day. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eimasai, when does this permission apply to a kfar? That they're going to do it before the 14th of Adar. Mekom shenichnasin b'sheni v'chamish. It only applies to a place whose residents actually go to a town on Monday and Thursday. Aval makom she'ein nichnasin lo b'sheni v'lo b'chamish. But if it's a place whose residents do not enter the town on Monday or Thursday, ein kornoso ela bizmano. They may not read the Megillah except in its proper time, again on the 14th of Adar. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal. Now in the Hebrew leap year, when there's an extra month of Adar, then Purim is going to be celebrated in the second Adar. In the second Adar. And the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if people read the Megillah in the first Adar. It says, the Mishnah Karwas a Megillah ba'Adar HaRishon, if they read the Megillah in the first Adar, Vinis Abra HaShan, and then an extra month of Adar was added to the year, Koronis HaBa'Adar Sheni, then they have to read it again in the second Adar. Mishnah is going to teach us a rule, a klal ein bein Adar HaRishon la'Adar HaSheni. There's really no difference between the 14th and the 15th of the first Adar and the 14th and 15th of the second Adar, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Umatanos La'Evyonim, except for the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah and giving gifts to the poor people, which can be fulfilled only during the second Adar, as the Tosfos Yontif and Rashi point out. One who performs these mitzvahs in the first Adar has not fulfilled his obligation, and the same applies, as the Tosfos Yontif adds, to Mishloach Manos as well. You can't do that in the first Adar, you can only do it in the second Adar. Why is that so? Because the Gemara tells him, Sechas Megillah, because you want to be somich one geula to another, you want to be somich, you want to have the geula, the redemption of Purim, that whole story, close to the next redemption, which is the redemption of Pesach. So Adar Sheni and Nisan are right next to each other, and therefore we're going to celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni in the second Adar, and then we're going to, of course, celebrate Pesach in Nisan in the following month. Quick review, Perek Aleph. Mishnah Gimel first defined what an Ir Gedola is, that a large town for the purposes of celebrating Purim on the 14th of Adar, and reading the Megillah, rather, on the 14th of Adar. So he said that any town where there are 10 men who are paid extra to, specifically to daven, to make sure there's going to be a minyan there, that's considered a large town. Anything less than that is considered a kfar. They may make it earlier for them. Then the Mishnah differentiated and said that when it comes to Megillah, we're going to do it earlier, but when Purim falls out on Shabbos. But in many cases, it's actually true that when something falls out on Shabbos, we actually delay something. What are these examples? So when there's a situation of the Karban Eitzin that has to be brought, when it comes to Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, when it comes to the Karban Chagiga, which is generally brought on the first of the Yomim Tovim, when it comes to Hakel, which can't be done Friday night because you can't carry the babies. In these situations, we're going to delay until Sunday. We're not going to make it earlier, like we do in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah. And then the Mishnah continued by telling us that even though Chacham said that we do the mitzvah of reading the Megillah earlier, and we do not do it later, on those earlier days, when you are reading the Megillah, you're allowed to hold eulogies and fasts, and you perform the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Evyonim as well. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that when does this permission apply to a village, that they're allowed to do it earlier? That's only when the people of the village actually go to gather on Monday or Thursday in the various places where they have batidim and so on and so forth, where they can go there. And if it's a place where the residents don't go to the town, to a bigger town or bigger city on a Monday or Thursday, then they may not read the Megillah except for its proper time on the 14th of Adar. And then Berak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet taught us that if someone read the Megillah in the first Adar and then they add an extra month, then he has to read the Megillah again in the second Adar. And the Mishnah taught us that there's no difference between the 14th and 15th of the first Adar and the 14th and 15th of the second Adar, except for the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah and giving gifts to the poor people. It can be only done during the second Adar. Have a great day.